There we are. Leave it to you.
So the route is...
Hang on. No, you have to introduce yourself first.
So I'm Jeff. I've run with you before. I guided you at Albury 5. Last year, apparently. I've forgotten about that completely. Apologies. I thought it was 2 years ago. And tonight you will be running along a very long straight run.
What's the race actually called?
The Tring Running Club Midsummer Fun Run, and it's in aid of Ian Rennie's hospice for cancer. They are looking after, they provide hospice services for cancer patients, and you'll be running round the field for one lap, which is nice on soft grass, and then you'll be heading out directly onto a tarmac road, so you'll be running for metal on metal road for approximately a mile and a half, and then you will run down onto a canal side path, and on the towpath you'll run for about half a mile, and then jump up back onto metal road and run back in to back into the stadium.
Have I got to do a lap of the field as a last lap?
I don't think there's a full lap of the field. I think it's just a run straight in. It may well be, actually. I'll have to check on that one. I can't remember from last year. But it might be a lap of the field. If it is, then I'd be surprised. But I think that the finish is situated so that you'll probably just run directly into the finish line. But you may well have to run a lap of the field.
Yeah, maybe. Can you describe the surroundings for us?
Okay.
We're in a cricket pavilion, aren't we?
We're in a Rothschild-owned area. They've given us permission to build a cricket pavilion on this. We're on a peppercorn rent. It's a fantastic area. Behind the villa, behind the pavilion, we have a cricket field, a spare cricket field, a practice, and it's used for the Colts and the younger players. And then in front of the pavilion, which is south facing, is a beautiful beautiful cricket ground, encrusted all the way around by a tree line. And on the right hand side, as you look out of the pavilion, there's a fantastic hedgerow all the way down, which is on the road that you'll be running out of, so to stop the traffic noise. On the other side of the tree line is a set of football fields that Rothschild also maintain for the Tring. And in that area, there are also tennis facilities for anybody to use. And beyond that, the football fields, which are quite lovely. On the left-hand side, we also have tennis facilities, and that's for Tring Tennis Club. So we've got lots of tennis opportunities here. We've got a cricket club and a running club, all using these facilities, as well as a hockey club. So there's a lot of clubs use this facility, and it's absolutely wonderful.
And don't forget the most important bit. Where are we now?
We are in Tring. Tring Centre.
Where are we?
In Hertfordshire.
Yeah, where are
we? Where are we now? We're right inside the bar at the...
Oh, yeah. Got there right in the end.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm joking. Thanks a lot.
Fantastic. Thanks very much. Thanks, Louise.
Oh, yeah, let you...
Okay.
Let you do it.
Okay, well, hello, my name's Celine, and I am one of the Tring runners. And this evening we have done our annual Tring Fun Run, which I believe is the 14th year in existence, which is a running festival for children, and we also have an adult race. And tonight I've had the great pleasure and privilege to guide my pal Louise Simpson round, who I have guided before, and we did the adult race together, which is 6 kilometres, and I think we did quite a respectable time.
Six, no wonder. I thought it was only 5, and I was like, 5?
No, it's 6, yeah. 6 kilometres. So it's about 3.7 miles. So we did round about the 35-minute mark, which I think we're quite pleased with, but I think we're more pleased that we beat the PE teachers in Brookmead School. We had... Oh, someone's interrupting me.
That's a,
yes, thank you.
Thank you for asking.
Yes. So that was just one of my colleagues making sure I'm getting a lift home. So we had quite a smooth run, and it was very hot, fairly flat, and at the end Louise dragged me to the finish line as she suddenly decided it was a 100 metre sprint. But it was a good run, so we're proudly wearing our medals. And we've been...
Hang on, could you describe the medals?
Yeah, okay, so it's a standard round sort of...
Sunny gold.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
oh! So this is my colleague Simon.
Who are you?
Who are you?
I am Simon.
Jessup.
Simon Jessup from the Tring Running Club as well, and that is definitely a solid gold medal with a blue ribbon.
A royal blue medal.
Royal blue. With Tring Midsummer Fun Run 2014.
It's even got the year, well,
yeah? Yeah, so you know which one
made
it is.
Made of silk.
And it's a rather splendid medal, actually. And the great thing is, all the children that run get a medal, no matter where they come. Obviously, the seniors do. And the reason that we do this run is to promote running, to get everybody going it, because the great thing about running is it is for everybody and anyone. We can't all be Paula Radcliffe or Mo Farah.
Take a breath,
because she's telling me off, which is what Louise does. But
we
also try and raise a bit of money for local charities as well, which is always a good thing. So we've had a great evening, I think, and I'm hoping that Louise is going to come back and do our Ridgeway run in October. So we will certainly stay in touch with regards to that.
And your next one?
My next run is I'm doing the Greensand Ridge Relay with the club next weekend. I'm doing the Didcot 5, which is a road race for myself the weekend
Didcot.
After.
Didcot's in Oxfordshire.
Yeah, that's it.
Is it miles away?
It's probably about an hour from here.
It must be a good race if it's only 5 miles and you're willing to travel an hour to
Yeah, it's because it's flat and it's fast and it's my birthday weekend, so it's my little treat.
Oh, bless.
And then in July, towards the end of July, I'm doing Fairlawn Valley Challenge, which I believe Monsieur Jessup is doing as well, which is off-road.
Is that correct?
Yes, we're having a little go at it. Yeah. We always have a little go.
Yeah, it's off-road, self-navigating.
How many miles?
Well, mine's a marathon and you're doing the 50K, aren't you?
Yes.
And they're trying to talk me into it.
Get on with it, Celine.
Yeah, and that's it, really. So, over to Louise, if you've got anything else to add. The course?
Yeah, the course, yeah.
It's road and trail and a little bit of towpath. So it's quite good underfoot. You've got a little bit of undulation, a little bit of roots and stuff to try and negotiate. But it's generally quite a forgiving course. But the conditions tonight were hot, so I do think that has an impact on the runners.
We had a nice chat all the way around, didn't we?
We did. We did stop talking, did we?
So, yeah, it was good. It was really nice, wasn't it?
Normal Sunday morning.
That was good. So
it was really. It was just, chatter.
That's the best way to run.
And when you don't realise that you've not seen somebody for a year, it doesn't seem like a year, you know? Yeah. I could have seen Celine a month ago. It doesn't feel like a year.
It's lovely to chat on the way around. Yeah. It's the best running.
That's one of the best things about running now, isn't it? It's a camaraderie, so...
Yeah. We always chat, don't we?
We always have a bit of a cross down. We pedal
always
to
chat.
Rights.
We chat Talk more than we run. That's the
trouble. Someone once said to me, I'd be a decent runner if I shut up.
Yeah, exactly. You'd be so fast.
I know. That's what so many people have said. If you just shut up and focus on the running. But that's not me, and I am who I am. So,
yeah.
So there
chat
we go.
And run.
Chat and run. Good. Brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you. Spot on guiding.
Thank you very much.
It's that natural. I was explaining to you about the arm, wasn't I?
Yeah.
So how tall do you reckon you are?
I'm 5'8".
Yes, I'm 5'8". So I was saying how nice it was compared to running with blokes where I have to stretch up in the air. So nice running with girlies, and especially girlies that I get on with and chat with and feel natural with. And
Good.
Does it make a difference, like, if you're running with someone who's tall or short?
Yeah, my guide on last Sunday, was 6'1½".
Yeah, you'd be a good guide, Simon. Simon's about shorter look. Than me. Yeah, look.
I'm
Check
like...
him out.
Let's have a look.
Yeah, she's got to feel
Come
you.
Come on, right arm, no. Yeah.
What are you,
5'7",
Simon?
No, relax the arm.
Sorry.
Relax. Come on, go.
Hang on, go this way.
Go.
That's it. Right.
Go.
Ready? Go.
Come on, go.
I'm going. Right.
Come on. Oh, no. You're no good because you're not relaxed.
I'm right.
You're not
right,
relaxed. Right,
okay,
stressing.
Right. Let's go. Right. No, I'll relax now. Right. You ready?
Relax the
go.
Arm. Don't stress. I'm not going to fall. Come on.
Right. Okay. Right.
Yes, come on.
Right, that's it.
Go.
Okay.
I don't know where we are. I'm racing to where they are.
Right, we go.
Yeah. You're not bad.
So, If I relax a bit, I know it's new to